Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist. 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 Playlist.
There's a voice. Song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Championis, and welcome along to this week's edition of The Playlist. As much as I wish that I could have played all 9-odd minutes of that particular track, sadly I cannot, on account of not being in charge of time and space. It's an outrage, quite frankly, that I'm not, but, you know, negotiations continue. I'm Darren, you're listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. This is The Playlist, I'm here for the next couple of hours, and tonight's theme is literary and all that, books and such. Tangentially related to reading materials, it all fits here. That one was suggested by basically everybody. Everybody wanted to hear something from War of the Worlds, and that's what they got. And this next one was suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. So sit back and enjoy. That was, in fact, the one true Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Thank you very much to Sharon for suggesting that one, Sharon Gascoigne. That was really nice. I don't know, I've probably said this before. I used to do this particular show on another station several years ago, back during the lockdowns. Do you remember those? My first ever show on The Bear, as the radio station was called, was, the first ever edition of The Playlist, in fact, was this theme, books. Because I think I did it on International Book Week or something. And that was the very first song I played on The Playlist. So everything's full circle here. Welcome along. I hope you've had a splendid time since last we met, and I hope your week hasn't been too long so far. I do note that In These Heels is in the chat, stream.labr.online if you wish to join us. In These Heels admitting that she is settling down with a glass of wine, and you know what? So am I. I bought a perfectly splendid, perfectly suitable Pinot Noir for yesterday's roast dinner, and then didn't get around to drinking any of it. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to have it tonight. And it is fine. Yes, this is The Playlist. I am Darren, and the theme for the next couple of hours is literature. Literary things, poetry and rhyming and books and all that type of thing. And what fills up books? Words. Words fill books. And so this is Weird Al with Word Crimes.
Everybody shut up!
Oh, you're a lost cause. Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
The only rhyme that bites, the bet will I attack the mic. Demon rhymes like a clip from Fright Night. Book like a poet, design like a sculpture. Call from steel, cause strength is my culture. Step in my clip, automatic, fully loaded. Lips that let their beats my component. Put together like a 7-foot sledgehammer. Rock the 24 track like a death jammer. Now I'm equipped, suit up to the front seat. And see my limits with a rhyme and a firm belief that I'm unstoppable, two tongues up like cannibals. Don't like what I say, fool, then sue me for liable. And step it up to a cancer like a stallion. My boy's sounding from the Chester's battalion. Now you heard, you're not at its heights. The drums rumble and you know the rhyme bites. The only rhyme that bites. The only rhyme that bites. Get down. In my books, the beats like bricks and I'm kicking. Bass so sharp, take your head off. And I'll lay down the cut, rewind and hurt. Now do you think it cause a beat drop will kick? But the overload is too much to handle. Volume increases as I dismantle. I pack jams like a party in a tin can. Leave you chill like a fridge in a meat van. You get the urge like a surge of adrenaline. Lose your mind cause you know there's never been a pale face. Slumber off the night since the governor. Those weak heart angels might not recover. Now you know the rhyme's unbelievable. The blood talks of my punches do not fall. Cause I'm a damn more fiber than hybrid. Actually, sure I can. I'm the host, a killer with an attitude. Stop posing heads at the end of a few. They hit rhyme time like steel trucks. You dig to it like the point of a meat hook. Roll it to you like a concrete baseball. Make noise like a battle in a front ball. The only rhyme that bites. I'm a human thought box, and I commence with the gear change. First of all, blood pumps into grass stains. Use my belief, sounds my religion. The game change, the tunes is originality. So come follow me, it gets hard, new fucking brutality. Put it on the mic, or fight, make the sight right. Leave it chill, cause cool is my blood type. Love on the way to release with the hip thrust. Like the rest, and loosen the body rust. I make you glide, ride like a long time. But who can get it for what I've defined? Cause I'm a man, tune me in a house demo. Rough and ready, but look good for the camera. Not understand what you see, what you get. In a class, in my own set. Tunes connect perfect. Up to the sound check. He got his written revised. Becomes direct and race his own. For the title, so come on. Run from place, just collect the corn. Come across with violence, especially when silence comes to a room. I tune a cappella boom. I'm the battleship around, it's the warhead. No rapper too bad, he's just too dead. The only one that fights this bites. Just lyrics I've written, not rhymes I've been. Check it out. Here we go. One, two, one, two, three, and release a lever, make a clever, fill in whichever. It's all me about rated, so take a header into a set pit. Now eat it, perfect time like a warrior hit card trick. I'll push your ass shuffle, then deck you. Run it on them, till you spread your ass all over the belt. Skin you clean like a buffalo pelt. You melt with the heat, can't switch enough for static. Flap on a ramp, I'm confusing my tactic. Ain't no one look for saddle for redheads. They don't rhyme in time, they just muffle instead. Those who can't fuck, why don't you funk off? Get on my tips, or rap tips, it's real cause. Instead of hip-hop, make hip-hop the real thing. Merge your face and a beat that swings. I'm devastating, I got chow in the making. Watch your hands, a leap for style of conversation. T for Terminator, E for Undertaker. N annihilator, E for educator. F for sadistic, now what you think of it?
Just play the music.
The only round that bites.
Puts me in mind of being 10 years old and going around school saying the only rhyme that bites, as if that was the coolest part of that song, because I was exceptionally cool as a 10-year-old. That was suggested by Rachel Evans, so thank you very much, Rachel, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was the ever splendid, ever wonderful Weird Al Yankovic with Word Crimes from 2014's Mandatory Fun, which I don't know about you guys, but I prefer my fun to be mandatory. That was suggested by Roy Adams, a new name in these parts. He jumped in during last week's show and tried to suggest a track, but sadly for Roy, I am too lazy to renegotiate my playlists on the fly. And once they're locked, they are locked, baby. Unless there's a track that I'm not, you know, I'm a little on the fence about. But that doesn't often happen. Because, like I said, I am incredibly lazy. This is The Playlist, and I am Darren. Thank you very much for tuning in. The chat room is going off, as they say. This week's theme is literary things. I'm sure there was another word I used originally, but there we go. Doesn't matter. Books and that, you know, got all words and ting. And a thing that does have lots of words is the Lord of the Rings books, and the prequel to them, of course, was The Hobbit. I mean, don't get up in McGrill about the Cimmerillion and all that lot. I've not read it, and The Children of Húrin, again, not read. But The Hobbit, and suggested by Davey Bott, this is Leonard Nimoy with The Ballad of Bilbo Baggins.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins, he battled a troll, he riddled with Gollum, a magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, a puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Hear me now, thou bleak and unbearable world. Thou art base and debauched as can be. And the knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune will carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow. Onward to glory I go.
I'm
Hear me, heathens and wizards and serpents of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. What a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last. I am Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And though I winds of fortune will carry me upward, oh, whithersoever they blow.
It has become evident to me that I very much chose the wrong version of that. I was actually looking for the original movie version of it, but I couldn't find one in decent enough quality to play. Also, it would have required quite a bit of editing to get it tight. So I just went with that one from the 2002 stage production, and have been admonished by Troggy for not finding the Scott Bakula version. And so I accept that admonishment, quite frankly, and I will, of course, lash myself accordingly. While the next track's playing, actually, that last one was another one suggested by Roy Adams, so thank you very much, Roy, getting right in there off the bat and asking for I Don Quixote, Man of La Mancha. This next one was suggested by White Wolf, and is also a track from Man of La Mancha, but not from the Man of La Mancha. This is Carter USM.
Unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow the star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to pass into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to the glorious quest, that my heart lies peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for you. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strong with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest to follow the star, no matter how hopeless,
you know, I think my favorite genre of cover version is the cover version that is an otherwise entirely straight version of a known track that is in, you know, is absolutely the artist that's doing it. That was absolutely a Carter, the Unstoppable Sex Machine track. That was very much that band, and yet that track was not that. You know, do you know what I mean? But I'm trying to think, the Mad Caddies do a version of SOS by ABBA, which is very clearly a Mad Caddies track because it's, you know, it sounds like them. But it is a very straight cover of SOS, which somehow makes it even more incredible. Almost better than the original, almost. So yeah, I really love cover versions that play it completely straight and true, while being very much of the artist that created them. So thank you very much to Gary for suggesting that. And thank you very much to everybody in the chat room who was singing along to that. I'm sure your voices were all beautiful and cordant rather than discordant. I've never heard the word cordant used. Maybe it's not actually a word. Maybe I'll shut up. This one, suggested by Pocket Lint, is Talking Heads.
Thank you. in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Playlist.
What is it that makes me just a little bit crazy? There's a breeze that makes my breathing not so easy. I've had my lungs checked out with x-rays. I've smelled the hospital always. Someday I'll have a disappearing hairline. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Days like a play by Sartre, when it seems a fuck burning's in perfect order. Like gave the doctor my description. I've tried to stick to my prescriptions. Alive. Someday I'll wear pajamas in the daytime. Oh, afternoons will be measured out, measured with coffee spoons and T.S. Eliot. I could do a play by a playback. I could change the test results and I will get back. I've watched the summer evening pass by. I've heard the rattle in my bronchi. Out, measured with coffee spoons and T.S. Eliot. Afternoons will be measured out, measured out, measured with coffee spoons and T.S. Eliot.
In a way, it's kind of sad that the Crash Test Dummies got mostly known for there are four mms in the song title for that one, because that is actually a genuinely beautiful record that comes from. That was Afternoons and Coffee Spoons from 93's God Shuffled His Feet, and it's a really genuinely great album. So thank you very much to Davybot for suggesting that, because it's just a nice little throwback. There was that time period where a load of male singers all were singing in a similar style. It was a very, you had that, you had Pearl Jam, what was it, the Due South theme tune. I seem to remember something in my head. it sounded kind of similar, you know, it was this whole vibe. I really enjoyed it. It takes me right back to being like 12, 13, so yeah, very nice. Thank you very much, Davey. Yeah, Crash Test Dummies. Ahead of that was Talking Heads with The Book I Read, from 1977, Talking Heads 77, suggested by Pocket Lint. This is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online. I will at the end of the show announce next week's theme, though I suspect there will be no prizes for guessing what it is. On that subject, actually, I'll come back after the next track and talk about Christmas shows and such a little bit more. This one, suggested by Arakin, is The Real Tuesday Weld with Me and Mr. Wolf.
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine.
wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit from Surrealistic Pillow from 1967. That was excellent, I think you'll agree. Suggested by a couple of people, actually, but I think I've given that one to Steve Nixon. I don't know whether he was first in there, but I think White Wolf also suggested it, but White Wolf got another track, and a couple of the other ones that Steve Nixon had suggested had already been suggested by other people. Anyway, you don't really care. You just know that the music's good. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. You are listening to Love A Brother Radio, labr.online. Thank you very much for joining us once again. If you are new here, then you must know that the playlist has a theme every week, and this week's theme is literature. Earlier on today, I decided, do you know what? I'm going to prostrate myself for charity, and I put up a 16-year-old radio show that I did, the one remaining Christmas show that I had from a whole other life, with a meagre goal of £50 to charity, to an Alzheimer's charity. And within 2 minutes of posting the link to that, I'd already matched the 50 quid from one person. So thank you very much, Patrick, if you're listening. At this point, it stands at 120 quid, so that's not bad. And if you head over to my Mixcloud, you can listen to all 2 hours of me sounding like this and talking really fast, and it's just awful. Absolutely awful. Anyway, the music's good. It's not that bad, it's just, you know, ugh. Anyway, shut up, Darren, play some more music. This is Dire Straits.
Everybody low with a love song that he made. Fine like steps out of the shade, says something like, you and me, babe, how about it? Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window. She's singing, Eli, my boyfriend's back. You shouldn't come around here singing up at people like that. Anyway, what you gonna do about it? Juliet, the dice was loaded from the start. And I bet many of you exploded into my heart. And I forget, I forget the movie song. When you're gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong, Juliet. Come up on different streets, they both were streets of shame. Both dirty, both mean. Yes, and the dream was just the same. And I dreamed your dream for you, and now your dream is real. How can you look at me as if I was just another one of your deals? When you can fall for chains of silver, you can fall for chains of gold. You can fall for pretty strangers and the promises they hold. You promised me everything. Promise me thick and thin, yeah. Now you just say, oh, Romeo, yeah. You know, I used to have a scene with him. Juliet, when we made love, you used to cry. Said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. There's a place for us. You know, a movie song. When you gonna realize it was just that the time was wrong. Do the talks like the talk on the TV, and I can't do a love song like the way it's meant to be. I can't do everything, but I'll do anything for you. I can't do anything except be in love with you. And all I do is miss you and the way we used to be. All I do is keep the beat. Bad company. And all I do is kiss you through the bars of a rhyme. Julie, I do the stars with you anytime. Now, Julie, when we made love, you used to cry. I said, I love you like the stars above. I love you till I die. And there's a place for us. You know the movie song. Gonna realize it was just because the time was wrong. A serenade, laying everybody low with a love song that he made. Find the convenient street light, steps out of the shade. He says something like, you and me, babe, how about it?
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Yes, yes, I know you're hungry. Ah, and here comes dinner.
In fact, not worthy. We are, in fact, scum, and we suck. Doesn't this guy know how to party? That was Alice Cooper, Feed My Frankenstein. Yeah, not a reference to Alice in Wonderland. That was the Jefferson Airplane track in the previous hour. Oh, by the way, I meant to say, just before the top of the hour, I played The Real Tuesday Weld, Me and Mr. Wolf, suggested by Arakin, followed by Broadcast with The Book Lovers, suggested by Sod's Lawyer, followed by Jefferson Airplane, White Rabbit, suggested by Steve Nixon, followed by Dire Straits, Romeo and Juliet, suggested by Andy Fish. And then that was Alice Cooper, Feed My Frankenstein, suggested by Rachel Evans, or Rachel's friend Nikki, I think it was. Anyway, it was a great track. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren. Apologies if there's any troubles with the stream tonight. It seems to be a bit choppy, should we say. It's Monday. It's got a case of the Mondays. This is Caius.
is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine of mourning out his one old song. Think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours. There's nothing much to do, and you don't feel much like riding. Wish the trip was through. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. There I go.
Thank you.
that one was for me. A couple of people suggested a couple of Metallica tracks, but sadly they were all quite long, and possibly more appropriate for tonight's theme. For example, The Call of Cthulhu. But The Call of Cthulhu is like 12 minutes long and it's an instrumental. And so it doesn't really fit, unfortunately. But I figured Turn the Page, Metallica. Well, it was Bob Seger, actually, but Metallica covering Bob Seger. I figured that would fit. And also, it's incredible. I really love that track. It's beautiful. I did half consider playing the original Bob Seger version. But A, there doesn't appear to be a studio recorded version of it. The single version appears to have been a live recording. And B, it's not as good, quite frankly. But there you go. That was taken from the most expensive album I have ever paid my own actual money for, from Garage Inc. from 1998, for which I paid £18.99 from Virgin Megastore, because evidently I had too much money there back in those days. And they wonder why people turn to Napster and piracy. Because of, well, Lars Ulrich, actually, I annually delete all my Metallica records and then go re-download them all from whichever source I can find. That may or may not be a joke. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. Ahead of that was Caius with Odyssey from 1994's Welcome to Sky Valley, of which I think I have played approximately half of that record now, thanks to Heapy and his suggestions. So there you go. Yeah, apologies for the stream. Hopefully it's a little more solid now. I did a speed test during that last one, and I'm getting upload speeds of like 100 meg and downloads of like 500 meg because, yeah, that's just on my phone. Meanwhile, Troggy's upstairs with their computer and again, like 930 megabytes download, so I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, this next one was suggested by Sod's Lawyer and is Amon Dul with Archangel's Thunderbird. Sorry, I can't read.
We'll be right back.
Wasn't that splendid? That was Horse Lips with Diag Doom. Please don't lynch me for my pronunciation there. That was taken from the album The Tyne, which my understanding of Irish mythology is that's a very important tome. So, and do you know what? Because I'm English, I only learned anything about that in the last couple of years of listening to the Blind Boy podcast. Because, you know, we English are actually terrible. Politics here on the playlist. This is the playlist. I'm Darren. This week's theme is literature. And I must continue to lash myself for missing suggestions. So apologies to In These Heels and to Cara for missing their suggestions. It's terrible, and I should try not to do it in future. In fact, I've missed Cara's before, and I felt terrible about it then. I feel even worse about it now. I am very sorry. I do try my best here. I get lots of suggestions, and I try to write them all down, but, well, I've got ADHD. I actually do, but, you know. This one was suggested by Swisslet, and is excellent. From 1978, this is very early The Cure with Killing an Arab.
I'm alive, I'm dead, I'm the stranger, speech. I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm the stranger killing an Arab.
Your attention, please. The Politburo has just warned that a nuclear strike of at least 1,000 megatons has been launched by the enemy directly at our major cities. Immediately after this announcement ends, you have approximately 3 minutes to comply with the shelter requirements published in the Civil Defense Code, Section Atomic Attack, page 23A. Anyone found in the streets 2 minutes after curfew will be shot. Do not take well-loved pets, including birds, into your shelter. They will consume valuable fresh air. Leave the old and bedridden. You can do nothing, repeat, nothing for them. A special genocide squad shall dispose of them humanely. Remember to press the ceiling switch when everyone is in your shelter. Set the radiation area, turn on your Geiger barometer. Take down your plasma flasks. Turn off all electrical appliances except for your radio now. Turn off your radio immediately this announcement ends. At the same time, secure all explosion earplugs. Give your children the pink pills and the CD green container. Mark 3 and 9 and then put them to bed. Do not leave your shelter until the radiation area shows it all clear. Or your district tuning doctor rings your bell. Watch the cuckoo in your Perspex panel. If before this, your air becomes exhausted, or any of your family is critically injured, administer the pills marked Valley Forge Black Pocket #1 survivor kit for painless death. Our president has already given orders for massive retaliation. It will be decisive. Remember, some of us may die, but statistically, it is not likely to be you. All flags are flying for a national government building. The sun is shining. The head is at least right up the field. We are all in the hands of God. Whatever happens, happens by his will. You and one through the valley of death and shall fear no evil. For thine is a power and a glory forever and ever. Amen.
Well, that was cheery. That was suggested by Matt, Two Clowns Eating. That was Scars with Your Attention, Please. I could find two versions of that. The one you just heard, which was recorded live in the Netherlands in 1981, and a demo version which sounded terrible. So I went with the live one. I hope that was okay. That was essentially poetry about nuclear war. So Threads, but set to music. so cheerful. And ahead of that was The Cure with Killing an Arab, which, funnily enough, the book week show that I did on the other radio station many years ago, so several years ago, I played that time as well, and I felt really like, ooh, can I play that track? It's a bit on edge, really, isn't it? But it's based on Camus, the writing. Oh God, I can't even remember which book it is because I've had a very long week and it's only Monday. But anyway, I have subsequently read the book and it's a fascinating piece. It wasn't The Plague, it was The Stranger. Yeah, it was The Stranger. Worth reading. Turns out that Albert Camus, he knows what he's on about. Camus or Camus? No, it's, I don't know. I'm not French. I'm English. Pronounce things as you spell it, damn it. This next one was suggested by another one suggested by Swissler, and I have to give fair warning to Troggy. Don't worry, your phone isn't ringing. I'm playing a song.
Become circuit boards. We can beat the sun as long as we keep moving. From the air, stadium lights stand out like flares, and all I know is that you're sat here right next to me. We rarely see warning signs in the air we breathe. Right now I feel each and every fragment. This paper trail leads right back to you. You say you need me to step outside. You spent the evening unpacking books from boxes. You passed me up so as not to break a promise. Scattered Polaroids and sprinkled words around your collar in the long run. You said you knew that this would happen. Well, this is something new, but it turns out it was borrowed too. Why does every letdown have to be so thin? Rain explodes at the moment that the cab door closed. I feel the weight upon your kiss ambiguous. You have to leave, I appreciate that. But I hate when conversation slips out of our grasp. Spend the evening unpacking books from boxes. You pass me up so as not to break a promise. Scattered Polaroids and sprinkled words around your collar in the long run. You said you knew that this would happen. Two bodies in motion, this is a matter of fact, it wasn't built to last. Two bodies in motion, this is a matter of fact, it wasn't built to last. You spent the evening unpacking books from boxes. You passed me up so as not to break a promise. Scattered Polaroids and sprinkled words around your collar in the long run. You said you knew that this would happen. Pounding rain continued its big fall, and we decided just to write. After all, after all, the pounding rain continued its bleak fall. We decided just to write. After all.
Big shout out to Troggy, who had a visceral reaction to hearing their ringtone come through their PC speakers. I can only apologise for that, and I will blame Swisslip, for he was the one who suggested it. That was the absolutely magnificent Maximo Park, Books from Boxes, taken from 2007's Our Earthly Pleasures, which is a damn near perfect album from start to finish. It's one of those ones. The trouble that Maximo Park had was they kind of got lumped in with the whole landfill indie movement, because they happened to be making white guitar music at the same time as all those terrible indie bands, but they were always a cut above. But I think the trouble they might have had is they were a little bit too literary. They actually knew what they were talking about, and sang songs with some level of meaning, and well, the football crowd didn't like it. They are still going though. They put a new record out not that long ago. Great band. I love that record so much. Right, this next one I also love, genuinely love. I very nearly substituted this actual suggestion for the Peter Gabriel cover, which made me cry at the last ever episode of Scrubs, because it's just so beautiful. But this version is also incredibly beautiful in its own little way. This was suggested by Rollo Treadway, and from 1999's 69 Love Songs, this is The Magnetic Fields.
The Book of Love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental, some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you long and boring and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you
tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Through the silence,
Thus quoth the raven, nevermore.
When a wizard is old and is starting to fade, he looks on his staff that with cunning he made. The crown of his life and the tool of his trade, together they make their last stand, and together they make their last stand. A wizard's staff has a knob on the end, a wizard's staff has a knob on the end. A wizard's staff has a knob on the end, a knob on the end, a knob on the end. A wizard's staff has a knob on the end, a wizard's staff has a knob on the end. A wizard's staff has a knob on the end, a knob on the end, a knob on the end.
Correct in remembering the first time you encounter that particular song in the Discworld series, Nanny Ogg is walking along singing it. Am I correct in thinking that? It seems like a Nanny Ogg thing to sing. That was Dave Greenslade with his imagining of a wizard's staff has a knob on the end, as inspired by the Terry Pratchett's Discworld novels. I couldn't not play that on account of the Mastodon server I'm on being Mended Drum. The Ankh-Morpork's most salubrious rebuilt bar. Well, I've got time for a couple more tracks tonight. And then I'll be back next week for, I don't know, what do you reckon next week's theme could be? Well, let's talk about it. Christmas. Obviously. Obviously, it's the Christmas theme next week. So, Swissler, ready your list, your short list of 562 songs. He's been threatening me with his short list of Christmas songs for a while now. So next week's theme is Christmas songs, but I don't know. I kind of don't want to go down the route of playing Wizard and Slade and, you know, the stuff that you find on Now That's What I Call Christmas. I kind of want to try and be a bit more interesting. It's not to say that the classic stuff isn't interesting, but we've heard it all a million times already this week, and it's only Monday. So let's dig deep and come up with something more, something different, you know, something different that you wouldn't necessarily hear on Heart. I believe that radio station's still going, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so next week's theme is Christmas. And then, yeah, I've already got the next couple of weeks' themes sorted out because I want to be a bit more proactive. Also, next week, assuming I can get it figured out and sorted out, we're going to have a bit of a Christmas extravaganza, insofar as I'll have a camera running and you'll be able to see me wearing a stupid hat and all that kind of thing. But it should be fun next week. Right, this next one, suggested by Sheepnik, is Eric Bibb with Turning Pages.
Some folks just love to watch TV. All those commercials sure do annoy me. I love a good book, and if I choose, I'll read it all in one go. If I couldn't read, I wouldn't know half of what I know. I'll read standing up, sitting down in the tub on the plane. I've been turning pages since I first met Dick and Jane. Some guys just love a game of poker. Me, I don't know the difference between a jack and a joker. But when you read a book by Mosley, man, you can't lose. Yes, I'm talking about Walter, Rudolph Hill's Blues. I ready, standing up, sitting down in the tub on the train. I've been turning pages since I first met Dick and Jane. About some Shakespeare, some folks wild about their Langston Hughes, some folks just love to read the Bible and shout out the news. As a child I loved my Hardy Boys and my Nancy Drews. I'd read standing up, sitting down, kids used to call me the brain. I've been turning pages since I first met Dick and Jane. I'll read standing up, sitting down in the tub on the plane. I've been turning pages since I first met Dick and Jane.
Well, that's about all I've got time for tonight, save for one more track. That was suggested by Sheepnik. That last one was Eric Bibb, Turning Pages from 2021. This last track was suggested by Black Flag, kinda. Black Flag suggested, I think it was Rime of the Ancient Mariner, the Iron Maiden track, which is sadly about 12 minutes long, as were a number of the other Iron Maiden tracks that were suggested. Now, I'm very aware that I played Maiden last week. I'm pretty sure it was last week I played Die With Your Boots On. But, you know, they're a great band, and they apparently write around a lot of subjects. So I'm going to leave you this week with one that was suggested by a couple of other people in response or in other conversations that I managed to pick up on. So I will leave you with The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner from 1986, and have a fine week, and I'll be back next week for some Christmas shenanigans and chicanery. Good night, champions, and enjoy yourselves. We'll be right back.
tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.